Good evening, guys, and thank God it's Friday night, and I'm sipping on a very nice ice-cold Peroni. So what do you think of society nowadays, guys? Tell me about it. Now, this is a picture in the 1880s, what femmes used to wear. And you'll notice there's hardly any skin showing anywhere. And their breasts aren't falling out all over the place. They look kind of classy, but they probably weren't. But the only people who knew what was under that garment was usually their husband. Of course, nowadays, femmes wear absolutely nearly nothing. In fact, that's probably going to be the next step. They got their bits hanging out all over the place. They all look like femmes of the night, and act like it as well. The femme just turned 20 and she's already seen 100 or so guys, if you know what I mean. You see, femmes in the Western and European societies are not held accountable. They're given complete freedom to be what they want to be. And mostly it's always the same thing, isn't it? And when femmes are given complete freedom, they do what femmes do. They sell sex and debauchery, because that's all they have. And they're not held back by any morals. Other countries already know this throughout history. That's why they made different laws for femmes. But of course, modern femmes think it's empowering. But actually, in most cases, it's degrading themselves. There are still some countries that have customs that are different than the Western and European world. For instance, take a look at these femmes. Notice that they're all covered up. Of course, they may have gone a little bit too far here. Let's say these countries have these sort of customs, especially for the femmes. And these people see what the Western and European femmes are like, and look like, and dress like. It must be one hell of a shock. And femmes all have the hive mind. They all want to copy one another. And this femme in a family of traditional values goes all Western-like. I mean, when you think about it, she's not actually freeing herself, she's degrading herself. Because, I mean, effectively, what these femmes are doing is selling themselves. Of course, femmes have been doing that from the beginning of time. But there is a classier way and a femme of the night way, isn't there? The femmes of the Western and European worlds have kind of lost their value. Because when you saturate the market with the same thing that you can get anywhere, it loses its value, doesn't it? When you hear these women who used to say about these femmes who were taken to a market and being sold, how degrading and disgusting that was. What are these femmes doing today that really is any different? Modern femmes of today are really just selling one thing, but they forget it's more important what it's attached to, because every femme has that one thing. Rome's last days was sex and debauchery everywhere. In the streets, morals had collapsed, and femmes were running the show, and they have traditionally only offered one thing. What we need is a society in the Western European worlds that starts shaming these femmes for their disgusting behavior. Hell, I'm no prune, of course. I remember the miniskirt, hot pants, but the femmes had class then. And I don't know why, but I fancy that femme second from the left in the picture. But I haven't seen all her bits or anything. Sometimes it's the mystique that is the attraction. There's no mystique today. I don't need to buy a dirty book or Playboy or anything. I just go walking down the street. There's ladies of the night everywhere. And it's not even nighttime. Femmes are breeders. They have an urge to get impregnated. But the way the Western and European femmes are acting today, I don't think there's enough sperm to go around. Do you? It's funny what you say when you drink beer, isn't it? I'm going to go get another one. You take it easy now, fellas.